This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's hard to think of a more fascinating and unique animal than the platypus. They exist nowhere else in the world than in Australia. And you know what? They used to live right here in Sydney. Scientists from New South Wales Uni, alongside WWF Australia, Taronga Zoo, and New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Services, are working together to bring platypus back to the Royal National Park, where they haven't been seen for 50 years. Professor Richard Kingsford joins us from UNSW's Centre for Ecosystem Science to tell us more about this exciting project. Good morning, Professor Kingsford.
Hi there, Katrina.
Lovely to have a good news story. Now, before we talk more about this, I have to settle something. I'm already getting texts from listeners about what is the correct plural of platypus. Is it platypi? Is it platypodes? Is it platypuses? What do you guys say?
It's definitely platypuses because it's got a Greek origin.
Okay.
As opposed to a Latin origin. So that's why it's platypuses. You don't say hippopotami, you say hippopotamuses.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. It means flat-footed.
Platypuses. Thank you for settling that once and for all. Okay. So if there used to be platypuses in the Sydney Basin, what happened to them?
It's really the development of rivers. They've got to live in our river systems. And obviously all the urban rivers they would have lived in once, but there's no way there'd be enough food, and there's pollution, a whole range of things that would have been there. The difficult and concerning thing is that they've also been disappearing from the rivers close to our major cities. And that's one of the things that we think we can reverse in terms of reintroducing them back into Royal National Park and really sort of monitoring them and working out how to keep them going as a sort of flagship for the rivers.
Yeah. So what's involved in reintroducing them to the area? Like, how do you find a suitable location and make sure they're going to be safe from predators? Do they have predators?
Well, I'll start with your last question first. I mean, the problems for platypuses, and we're finding this right across their range, is lots of things make life difficult for them. There are, you know, when we build large dams, we separate them from each other because they're used to working their way up and down river systems. Mm. When we take too much water out of rivers, the rivers dry up and the platypus pools dry up, and then, you know, they can die, particularly in dry times, as they did in the 2019 drought. Mm. And then there are a whole range of things that, you know, in terms of reducing water quality, that can be really damaging to platypus. They get caught up in nets and yabby traps, and then there's land clearing around, the destabilizing the banks where their burrows are. So you name it, platypus.
Wow,
they're
up against
threats.
They
are up against it, and sometimes, you know, they'll try and move across from river to river, and obviously then pigs and foxes and cats become a problem. So, yeah, there's lots of things that essentially affect platypus. So in terms of what we're doing, the first thing we do actually need to do is make sure that we've got the evidence right and there are no platypus in Royal National Park, because no one has up to now done a sort of rigorous, thorough survey of all the rivers there. And so the team is aiming to do that using eDNA, which is a technique which tests for fragments of different animals in water and can tell us whether there are any platypus signals in the rivers. And then after that, of course, we start looking for places where we can find platypus in good numbers and bring them in around spring next year.
Wow. I mean, platypus are pretty hard to spot, aren't they? Like, even if they're there, I used to live in North Queensland and we knew some places where there were platypuses, but they were pretty hard to find. So are you going to track these animals so you can find out what happens to them?
Yes, they are difficult. The thing about platypus is really one of the things that makes it most difficult is they keep pretty antisocial times. In other words, they're nocturnal. So, you know, that's always a bit of a dampener on trying to find them. The best time to go looking for them is just on dusk. when they're just coming out. Sometimes they'll come out in the middle of the day, but generally they're nocturnal. Mm. So in terms of finding them and trapping them, we've caught more than about 250, I think, platypuses now. We will use nets to capture them and monitor them, and then we can identify them over time, depending on what river we're working on. We microchip them, and we'll also put acoustic tags in them so that we can track them over time with listening stations up and down a river system. So the plan, when we bring them back into Royal next year, and we're aiming to bring 5 males and 5 females, is that we'll set up some listening stations up and down the river. We'll catch the platypus from a nice healthy population, and they'll spend a bit of time at the zoo getting checked out for make sure they're in good condition. And then when we release them into the river, we'll track them over the years following so that we know what they're up to.
Yeah, wow. Can you imagine a day, you know, in the future when the Royal National Park could be full of them?
What I can imagine is that they'll be there. They won't necessarily sort of be brimming over the river in terms of that. But what I'd love to see is to see them where they've got habitats and doing what they do, and protected from foxes and pollution in Royal. Absolutely. And that's, you know, our great vision. We know that it's doable because platypus were introduced into Kangaroo Island rivers, and they're still there even after the terrible bushfire. And they were also reintroduced into a river in Victoria. So we're hoping to sort of build on what was learnt in those translocations some time ago and be able to control the threats, essentially, that have pushed platypus out of some of these areas.
Yeah. Well, all the very best. I think it would be a wonderful thing for Sydney to have a healthy, thriving population of platypuses on our doorstep like that. So, yeah, thanks for the great work you guys are doing.
Thanks very much, Katrina.
Yeah, that is Professor Richard Kingsford from UNSW's Centre for Ecosystem Science. We've been talking about a plan to reintroduce platypus to the Royal National Park in Sydney.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.